America Global Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. How many times do you want me to say hello? This is Africa Global Radio, our story, our growth, our future, and this is the Black Our Story podcast. Wow, I am so excited today because, you know, I like looking at fine art. I remember when I was a young girl, my mama would take me to the Guggenheim, to the Metropolitan Museum. You know, I'm from New York. And she would take me all over and we would go in and I'd sit for hours looking at other folks painting. Then I tried to paint myself. I was okay, but I wasn't all of that. So, you know, I stopped. But I never stopped enjoying looking at fine art, looking at sculpture, looking at beautiful works of paintings and expression, impressionism, pointillism, all the isms, yes. And today, we've got our own ism right here in Ghana. Padiki is in the house. This is the painter of all paintings. Let me tell you this, I don't even know how you can get to the number of paintings she has painted just now, and she's young, so she will be doing some more. What's your goal? Like 5,000 paintings or something like this?
I'm sure to go more than that.
I am so glad you're here. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Thanks, Sherry.
So, you know, we're going to have a conversation. You're going to tell me who you are. You're going to tell me your own story. You know, we might get some nice little juicy bits out because, you know, I like juicy bits.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, but I kind of want you to do some talking. So you can't be so polite, you know. Yeah. You know, you
don't
got
worry.
To say. You
yeah,
got
I'm
going to
gonna talk when That's I have it. To talk.
Go, and you're going to talk right now. I note that your CV reads construction, architecture, project manager. Tell us a little bit about that journey, that part of the journey, because that's past.
Yeah, that part of the journey came from, let me put it as that stage in life where your parents see you doing art, painting, drawing on your paper walls, and then they are like, no, this is not going to take you anywhere.
So we need money from this.
Yes. Yeah,
so they kind of drive you to the
yes,
to the monetary aspects of art. Yes.
So it was like, I just did my A level, had a good grade, and my mom was like, no way, you can't go do art with this. You have to do the highest form of you know, when it comes to money with a drawing as well, which is architecture.
Yeah, yeah.
So she just pushed me into architecture at KNUST. And obviously in those times of our lives, you don't have a choice. You have to do what your mama tells you. So I had to go with it. Yes, halfway I enjoyed, halfway I didn't, because I think part of me was still yearning for my art. Yeah, which is my painting.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So although I was drawing houses, it wasn't exactly what I really wanted to do.
So you weren't into the spatial concepts and the measuring and the...
Yes,
the kind of. That stuff, it's okay, but
yeah, I just wanted to blow myself, you know?
Yeah. So forget about the box. You wanted to
get
burn
out.
The
yeah,
box.
I wanted to pop out. Yes. Yeah, so I did that. I did my BSc in architecture. I went to London South Bank University where I did my master's in construction and project management.
Wow. Then, so you can actually build the house.
Oh, yes.
So that's kind of the sculpting part of everything.
Uh-huh. That's when we get into the
art. I sculpt.
Oh, yes. That's it. So from there, I started working with a construction in different various companies. Then got married, Jenny, got out of the marriage.
Oh, some of
with
us
my
have
kids,
done that.
With three kids, three beautiful, adorable kids.
How old are the young people?
I've got 16, a lady of 16. I've got a gentleman of 12. He's turning 13 soon. And then I've got a 10-year-old also 10 and 11. That's a little girl.
Okay. Yes. Remember, I like cake, so you have to invite me to
definitely.
The party. I love cake.
Don't worry.
People, I love cake.
Yeah, so got my kids, got out of the marriage. Then started finding myself again.
Okay.
So that was when I started seeing that this art, it was there. It
it's
wanted to
passion.
Come out, yeah. So I told the kids, you know, I can paint. They said, oh, no, we've never seen you touch anything. I said, I'm an artist. You don't know. From my childhood, I was. But things just couldn't follow
up. There was
up.
The
yeah.
detour.
Yeah,
the
so they were like, then proof to us. So I went with them. We bought a canvas, Toca Deco. We bought paint. We came home. I didn't paint for a year. Oh, those things were kept, yes, for a year.
You were pregnant with the painting.
Think, yes, yes.
You were in pregnancy.
It wasn't time to give birth. So when it popped up, it was just one afternoon, and I just took it. I started painting, and then a picture came out. They were like, hey, mommy, it's a picture. It's drawing. You are drawing. I told you I could paint. So it was just after that, I don't know, I couldn't put a brush down anymore.
And 1,480 paintings later, I'm like, seriously? So here's what we're going to do, because mm-hmm. we're going to go see these paintings, because uh-huh. I want to see with my own naked eyes yeah. all of what
yeah.
you've done.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. So we have that part of the journey. Mm-hmm. You've now started painting. Your children mm-hmm. are looking at you wondering, you know, when they're going to get food on the table. Uh-huh. Did that happen? Or?
Oh, yeah. It's
so they had to learn how to cook for themselves or what? What's going on here?
No, mama still cooks okay. all the time. Make sure they've got their everything. And then I go to my drawing board in the nights. I love painting in the nights. I'm a night painter. Because I just love the serene, the
quiet.
Yeah,
peaceful.
And then I just play my old music, which gingers me, and then.
What
I
kind
just
of music
flow.
You playing?
Oh, high lives, old cool musics, you know?
Okay.
Tony Braxton.
That rhythm is very important
yeah,
for,
yeah,
for
yeah,
the
yeah.
movement of. Yeah. Of your brush
yes.
and for the movement of your mind,
mm-hmm.
you're all set.
That's what gives the inspiration. You know, it just yeah. keeps you it flows. It just keeps you going. That's me.
Obviously, you've been listening to a lot of music because we got 1,480 paintings later. So, what's your favorite type of music?
I love high life,
uh-huh.
like cojoentry.
Okay.
And I love cool music, the European cool music,
it's so
you
funny.
Know?
You know, the reason, okay, here it is, guys. Daddy Lumba. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love his music.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I stayed in Ghana. I tell people that
that's interesting.
I stayed in Ghana for Daddy Lumba music, okay? And when I met him, it was like, oh my gosh. You know, I really,
I know
yeah,
that feeling.
I did that thing,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
So I could see you in the nighttime
uh-huh.
as you're talking right now
uh-huh.
with the paintbrush, just moving to the music
uh-huh.
and doing your thing.
Uh-huh.
And if it's too quiet, you stop.
Yes. 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 Because the music just keeps me going. And there's no other obstruction, nothing to disturb me. So I just flow with the music and I paint.
Excellent.
I just paint myself away.
Yeah. All right. All right. This is Pediki. And this is Africa Global Radio, our story, our growth, our future. And we are here with the Black Our Story podcast. I'm Sherry Thompson. We'll be back in a minute.
Up on Kilimanjaro, he leaps into the air, his gasping for air, chanting out rhythms of survival. Kilimanjaro.
I'm sure I'm at liberty to be telling you all the secrets, and maybe that's why I keep stuttering in this point in time. But the
Africa Global Radio.
We're back with Pediki, and she's been painting in the night with music going. And I know that half of us that do anything in the night, we sitting up there praying. Is painting your prayer to God? Or is it the way he connects with you and communicates with you? What's the subject of your paintings? What's inspiring you?
It just goes beyond that. Because when you talk of the inspiration, for instance, it's about a month now. I've not touched the brush because I don't have it. It just comes. It was yesterday I started getting that feeling nobody feels. Only Padiki feels that feeling. And when it comes, the ideas start just popping in my mind and I start itching. You know, if I don't get a brush, there's going to be a problem. And once I get it, I don't stop. I paint and paint and paint. If this thing starts tomorrow, probably for the next 2 months, just going to be up all night.
That's it.
Painting. I finish one canvas, the other is coming. It just keeps coming.
Okay.
Yeah. And when you talk of my deep inspiration, I have, since my childhood, I've got this love for, should I say, heritage?
Okay.
My past. I'm a very old-fashioned person. I love old stuff. You know, look, I wish I would even own a bone shaker car. Yes, that's me. And I would love to drive a bone shaker on the streets of Accra.
You don't want to do that because I'm not going to have to give you my chiropractor number. Because, honey, I've been bone shaking since I got here 27 years ago. I do know that I have a chiropractor. Every now and then I got to say, Brian, come and help me out. Brian, something's happening here. You know, I am misaligned. Come and adjust me.
Oh, yeah.
But then the heritage, the old stories,
mm-hmm.
you go back mm-hmm. to the old stories
yes.
and you go get them. So you're having Sankofa moments.
That's yes in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, I'm doing my PhD in museum and heritage studies.
We're going to call you Dr. Pretty soon. Oh, Doc.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm ready, yo. I'm ready.
I know? Hear. That. I'll wait for that.
So museum and?
Heritage studies.
Very
at
good.
University of Ghana, Legon.
Very good.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a very interesting course I'm undertaking. It's more or less like studying our past. Yeah, in terms of what our forefathers left behind,
okay,
how we are keeping them,
our legacy,
how we need to keep it going,
yes,
to the future generations, and by so doing, we need to learn how to curate,
yes,
we need how to keep them in good shape,
maintenance,
yes,
you know, they always tell us
yes.
we're not a maintenance culture,
yeah,
but so, that's a lie because we best become a maintenance
yeah,
culture.
So,
if we're asking our Europeans and Americans to bring back our stuff,
which we need,
we really need
them,
then we better know how to keep them.
But we were keeping them before they took them away.
Oh, really?
That is what we forget.
Wow.
We were keeping them. They were in good shape. That's why they were able to come for it. So if our forefathers, with no technology, were able to store it for that long for them to come for it, I don't think we have a problem with the curation here. Yes, when we get it, definitely we will know how to store it. We will know how to keep them and all that. Yeah.
We need space, though.
Yes.
So you have opened a gallery. There's a space. Of course, now, you know, with 1,480 paintings, your gallery is not big enough
that
for
one,
all
that
your
one
stuff.
Was just for Rock City Hotel. So it's a different package from even the other paintings I've done.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
that's only for Rock City Hotel. Yes.
Where's Rock City?
Rock City is in Kweu. Everybody is going to Kweu this weekend.
So they'll be seeing
Easter.
Your painting.
Yes, it's all over the place.
Oh my.
Yes.
Why didn't I do that trip? They have a whole Kweu package. What was on my mind?
Patty, yeah.
You should have called me up and said, Kweu is the destination, girl. Are you about to see what I have done?
Oh yes. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
So Rock City, guys, if you're going to Rock City Hotel, her paintings are there. Please take pictures, look for them, enjoy them, sit small, and relish the fact that we have fine artists that do fine work in this Ghana here. All of Africa, we have a situation where we're not really appreciating our artists, mm-hmm. not in that mm-hmm. way. I mean, I have not heard anybody buying a painting of yours for $2 million.
Not yet, but it's gonna happen soon.
I like the yet.
Yes, it's gonna happen soon.
And
yes.
that's important that we understand that it should happen.
Yes.
We should really appreciate
yes.
our own.
Yeah.
You know,
we are still on the journey in appreciating of art. There's a problem. You know, Africa is a bit laid back when it comes to art. But recently, with all these exposures, technology, and awareness being created, especially like the Black History Month you celebrated, it was very good. You know, it brings out these, we the artists, to the public. They see our works, and then they see what art is worth because we spoke about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps them to also know that they need to value it. And it's something you can get into your space and it's going to speak to you. It's going to help you unwind.
It's going to speak to you.
It's going to do so much in your life. Yes.
Art does quite a bit in your life because I believe mm-hmm. it's also communication
yeah.
with God.
Yeah.
So if you put a piece in your space,
mm-hmm.
there's always a way
yeah.
that God can speak to
yeah.
you through
yeah.
that painting.
Yeah.
Whatever is happening in that painting, he's speaking to
yeah.
you. And so as a creator and as creatives, we are in his very, very image.
Mm-hmm.
We are creating just like our daddy does.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to do it in an excellent fashion.
Yeah, definitely.
In an excellent way. I've yeah. seen your work. In fact, the Cocoa week that we
yeah.
had,
yeah.
I saw your paintings. All they had to do was say there was Cocoa Week and you started painting pods and things. Chocolate was all over dripping on that. Did you paint with real chocolate? Next year, I gave you an idea just now.
Yes.
You go ahead and paint with real yeah. chocolate. Let's see what we can do there.
We can.
Let's see.
Everything hey. Is possible. Oh,
make
yeah.
make sure that the ants don't get to the chocolate. You know, I know yeah. they used to paint with egg whites and
oh,
all
yeah,
of these
anything.
Things.
You can create you know? An artwork with anything you want to.
I liked seeing the fabric.
Mm-hmm.
We have artists that put fabric.
I do.
Into the painting.
Yeah, I've got a couple of paintings
oh,
with fabrics in.
I like that thing
oh, okay.
so much.
Okay.
Because it's like, it's I can actually touch it.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
feel
and feel
the texture.
Yeah,
see
I really,
texture,
I'm more of a texturized like painter. I like bringing out texture when I paint a lot. Yes.
Yes, you load up your brush
yeah.
quite a bit. So
yeah.
You spend a lot of money on paint. this is the time I ask for donations for Painto. Because the brush is full. It's excellent. It's excellent.
Yeah, thank you.
I enjoy talking about your work.
Uh-huh.
Tell us about the gallery because
yeah.
you opened the gallery just not so
not long
ago.
Yeah.
What's happening there?
It was something I was always dreaming of. Yeah, I knew I would have a gallery, but more the one I was dreaming of was in my dream house, you know, which I'm doing my glass gallery on top of the building.
Okay.
Yes. But along the way, I was like, I got one of my friends came. She was like, the house is full of paintings. You've stuck them under your steps, everywhere.
In the bathroom?
Yeah,
I everywhere. Can go to the bathroom and see paintings.
So why don't
paintings.
You open a place, just put it there, let people come and see. They will buy. And I was like, I'm just painting. She said, no, someone wants the painting for their room.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's get a place, just move, get a place, display them there, somebody will come and buy.
Very good.
Upon a second, I said, okay, let me just give it a try. So I went round and I just saw this shop, which used to be my friend's mom's old shop. And I called her, she was in the US. She said, oh, my mom is in Ghana, just talk to her. I spoke to her, she said, oh, you can have the shop.
Amen.
Yeah, and that's on the Labadie Beach
Road. That's a miracle, isn't it?
Yeah. So I was like, and that shop had been closed for about 9 years.
Ah.
to 10 years.
Whoa, so, wasted space.
Because she wasn't using it.
Yeah.
And I said, was it close for me? Maybe God just kept that space for
just
me.
Just for you. We're looking forward to a book launch. Is it going to be in that same space?
No, the book launch is going to be at Alisa Hotel at the Botio Auditorium.
Okay.
Yes, on 30th of June.
Save the day.
Yes.
Save the day. Save the day. How many times did I say save the day before? Okay. 30th June, Alisa Hotel, what time?
It's 6 to 8 o'clock.
6 to 8, but you know how y'all gonna be, 7 to 9, okay? But let's not do that because we don't want to mess up girls' flow, okay? Because she's flowing real good. Are we gonna see some paintings? Are we gonna see
Yes, there's gonna be paintings. We'll auction some paintings. As much as we're auctioning the books and unveiling it. And the book is related to the paintings because I'm writing poetry on the paintings.
Hey, you do poetry too?
Yes.
Charlie, so some talented people.
The book
like this.
Is made up of the painting and its poetry, each painting and its poetry. Yes. And that's what makes up the reflections. Fine. Yes.
Wow. I can't wait to.
It's gonna be amazing. Oh yeah,
make sure you have some posh food,
you know
I like cake. Make sure you have cake.
No problem
It's gonna be fantastic.
Yes, we've been having painting competitions for organizations, for birthday parties. You know, when organizations have day outs and it's a bit boring, we come and lighten up the place.
Oh, right.
And create a competition, get the winner with an award. We do paint and sips sometimes as well at parties, and the same thing, you know, any gathering
within
at all.
Within the gallery.
Yes.
Very nice.
We do that there. We do it in people's residence, like parties. Anywhere you hire us to just come and create that fun, we do, because art is life,
it's
and
fun.
It's fun. Yes. So anybody who wants any of this, you can contact Padiki Art Gallery on our number 0233-234-924.
Repeat those again for me.
0233-234-924. And if you're calling from Ghana, it's 0243-634-924.
Excellent. So let's know where we can find Padiki's gallery.
Yeah, you can find Padiki Art Gallery on the Labadi Beach Road. If you're coming from the airport, let me start from there. Because you can just Google on the Google map. You can Google Padiki Art Gallery. It will bring you directly where we are. But if you're in Ghana, you're coming over, it's on the Labadi Beach Road, directly opposite the Goil filling station.
Okay.
Which is near Joker's.
Okay.
Yes, we are just directly opposite the Goil.
Excellent.
Yes. So when you just reach the Goil, you look across, you see Padiki Art Gallery.
I think I know the building.
Yeah, it's somehow adjacent to the La Polyclinic that's been demolished.
Don't want to talk about that story.
You can also get us on our website, www.padikiartgallery.gmail.com.
Okay.
And then we are on Facebook, Padiki Art Gallery. We are on Instagram. We are on TikTok. We are on YouTube.
So you have your pictures on all these social media handles.
Yes, we do.
But guys, you cannot experience the love and the communication that these paintings give you just by looking at social media. Please get to Padiki's Art Gallery. Get to our wonderful Kwahu Hotel.
Rock City.
They are rocking at Rock City with Padiki's work. Get there. Experience it for your first-hand self. You know, put your arms around it. And feel free to buy, purchase, and support this wonderful woman in her journey into Le Créateur. This has been Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future. And this is the Black Hour Story podcast. podcast. See ya.
This is an Africa Global Radio production.